We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Happy to have Cam Edwards back on the show with us this morning, editor at BearingArms.com and host of NRA News, Cam and Company, and 40 Acres and a Fool, the podcast. I love having him on here. Cam, how are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. You know, Kamala Harris is not shy about telling us if she gets in office, the Harris administration will be coming after your assault weapon, whatever that is.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. She kind of depends on the audience. I mean, she was in Philadelphia last week. She was asked specifically, what can Philly do to reduce gun violence? And she did not bring up her quote-unquote assault weapons ban. Instead, she talked about, well, you know, we need to have universal background checks and we need to work in the community. But gun owners should not be deceived. They should not be, confused by the double message. I mean, all you have to do is go to the Biden-Harris website and you can see for yourself exactly what their plans are. And it would criminalize the legal activities of tens of millions of American gun owners.
Sure it would. For whatever it is, whether they want you to suddenly come and register your AR-15 or your magazine that holds 30 rounds or 18 rounds or whatever the case it might be, you're suddenly facing being law-abiding citizens are suddenly faced with being criminals.
Absolutely. A federal felony offense if you did not register your gun or your magazine. And frankly, Mark, I don't know how on earth anybody can register an ammunition magazine. I mean, these are not serialized.
Right.
But according to the Biden-Harris campaign, if you don't somehow register your magazine with the federal government and pay, by the way, a $200 tax for every gun or magazine that you register, then you are committed a federal felony offense under the Biden-Harris administration.
Sounds to me like there'd be some conflict with shall not be infringed there, but that's just me.
Listen, I'm with you, but as we've already seen this week, Democrats seem intent on packing the Supreme Court full of anti-gun justices that would uphold every one of these gun control laws. I mean, you know, Biden and Harris would get a green light to go after the Second Amendment if they are able to pack the court with the justices that they want.
Yeah, I love that point. It's outrageous. As you know, we had Roy Blunt on, the Missouri senator, here a few minutes ago. Even he brought up Chuck Schumer's threat to pack the court. And the silliness of it is that if the Republicans got control again, they could add three more. I don't know that anybody's talking about taking justices away, but it's just silly season.
Do you remember a few years ago when Time magazine said that every one of us was the person of the year? Soon we'll all be Supreme Court justices. I mean, that's just where we're going. You know, everybody's going to keep packing the courts. And sooner or later, you're going to be an associate justice of the Supreme Court, Mark.
Great. I look forward to that. Lifetime appointment to great health care. It's going to be fantastic. Hey, Cam, the Virginia legislature obviously flipped over to Democrat control. They put a bunch of new regulations in. One of the things they passed was the red flag law in Virginia. And what we found out just recently, after I guess somebody put in a FOIA request or something, is that, again, exactly what we were worried about. Lots of complaints about people, maybe because you don't like the fact that they're wearing a MAGA hat or whatever the case may be, but not a lot of good outcomes to this. What have you seen so far?
Yeah, you know, and it's really difficult because, as you say, I mean, you have to submit a FOIA request to actually get any information. There isn't really a central repository about the outcome of these cases, so it's kind of difficult to find out what's happening with these cases. But I can tell you, I mean, there have been, since the law went into effect in July, there have been about 36 cases in all, 10, I believe, provisional approvals, and then several others that have become permanent approvals, where people have had their guns taken from them. They've not been, accused of any crime, much less convicted of a crime. And as a matter of fact, Mark, I mean, one case that we recently wrote about at Bearing Arms out of Northwestern Virginia, a guy had his guns returned because the people who'd accused him of being dangerous with the firearm never even bothered to show up for the court hearing. And so the judge was ultimately forced to say, okay, you get your guns back. But this guy had already lost his guns for 2 weeks. He had to show up in court. He had to prove that he was innocent, as opposed to, you know, prosecutors proving that he was guilty of some sort of crime. I mean, it really turns justice on its head. There is so little oversight. There is absolutely no mental health help. If somebody really is a danger to themselves or others, you know, we've heard a lot from the left about how we don't need to send police out in those situations. Well, that's exactly what happens under a red flag law.
Sure.
You know, there are no mental health professionals involved. It's the police come to your door, they take your guns, and then they tell you, oh, and you can come to a court hearing in a couple of weeks, and you can prove that you're not crazy. So this is not working out well.
Imagine this being done with any other constitutional right. Somebody could clamp a gag order on you for 14 days until a court could review whether or not you're allowed to say what you want to say.
Yeah, imagine what the reaction would be from the press alone something like that.
Yeah.
Right? But when it comes to our right to keep and bear arms, take the guns first, due process second, seems to be the attitude. And I don't think that it's making anybody safer. I don't think it's helping anything in Virginia. And, you know, again, I think that ultimately what we're watching here is this, you know, slow motion targeting of legal gun owners any way that they can. I mean, the red flag laws are just one part of the puzzle. But ultimately, they want to put in place a regime that turns this right into a privilege, and it can be stripped from you at any moment in time for any reason or for no reason whatsoever.
Could not agree more. Listen, Cam, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Absolutely. Editor at BearingArms.com. And, of course, you can go to his website there, and you can download his podcast, 40 Acres and a Fool, which I look forward to. I have to tell you that.
Get more at 971talk.com.